Blog Talk
good
Radio.
Morning, good. Good morning, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Tell Them Ministries on the radio. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited about a new day, new opportunities, a new opportunity to reach God's people, to see what God is going to do today. For we know his mercies are new every morning. Now, we are continuing with our Unmasking the Pain with the question, are you suffering in silence? We're dealing with domestic violence this month. March has been dedicated as Women's Month. And there are a lot of issues that women deal with in and outside of the church. Women are dealing with it in their homes and in relationships, whether they're boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, and wife, and even among sisters and brothers. I just know that it is not God's will for his daughters to be abused in any way, and so many people don't seem to understand that. We have people who want to dominate, control, manipulate, and just hurt. You've heard me say it many times before, and I will continue to say it until it stops. Hurt people hurt people. And that's just the bottom line to it. Being a survivor, an overcomer, or advocate for domestic violence victims, and I am going to be singing this until the day the Lord takes me home. The violence must stop. Our children are being affected. Income is being affected. Jobs, lifestyles, esteem, self-esteem is being affected. And it must stop. God did not intend for his daughters to be abused by the man that is in their lives. As I've said before, we do know that men are abused. Men have been abused by women. They've been abused by their fathers and their mothers. And we know that so oftentimes this can be a learned behavior. We have issues where people are being taught that this is the way to control women. There are some determining factors, alcohol, drugs, what they saw their father do, what they saw in their community, and somewhere it was lost and it was said that it is okay for a man to abuse his wife. That is a lie straight from the pit of hell. God did not intend for his men, his sons, to abuse his daughters. And it must stop. People are losing their lives every day due to domestic violence. It must stop. So this month has been dedicated to domestic violence awareness. We're going to look at a few things. We've looked at several things over the last couple of weeks, and we will continue. Again, I say welcome, welcome, welcome. If you have a comment or would like to join in on the conversation, please press 1 and I will bring you live. Let's open up with prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you for this morning. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit that leads, guides, and protects us. Father, I ask this morning that the hearts of your people will be open to receive your word in understanding. And anyone that is under the sound of my voice, or they may go back and listen to the podcast, will know that it is not you that bring about the violence. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that they know that you are there for them and you are with them and you shall deliver them out of it all. I pray if anyone is suffering in silence, Lord God, that they will seek help. I pray the Holy Spirit will lead them to the help that they need and desire. Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We love you and we adore you. We exalt you, O God. We say thank you that revelation and knowledge will be revealed to your people this morning. Amen. Amen. Again, welcome to those that are just joining us. God bless you. God bless you. I thank you that you did not consider it robbery to join me this morning for Unmasking the Pain Continues. Last week, as I said, I was traveling, but this morning I am stationary to be able to dive into this. We hear a lot of people talk about domestic violence and what it looks like, and there are so many different opinions about what causes domestic violence. One of the biggest questions that has come up to me from some people who may not have ever experienced it or may not know what it looks like, the question has come up, why do women stay? And that's a good question, because you would think if I'm being abused, if I'm being hurt, I would get out. And it sounds easier than it actually is. Now, it is the woman's decision to leave. She has to make that decision. We can't force her to leave. We can't force her to do anything. But one of the reasons that she stays, excuse me, is because she loves her husband. That's the bottom line. She loves her husband. She loves her family. And she doesn't want to break up the family. And in her mind, possibly believing she can change him, believing that it's just a one time, even if it's happened more than one time, sorry, I didn't mean to do it. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know why. And, you know, at the end of the day, she is being hurt. The children, if there are children involved, they are being hurt. But we're not going to make excuses for the violence. I will never make excuses for the violence. There are some things that can explain the violence, but there's still no excuse for it. We have to be mindful that the woman that stays, when she stood before man and God and said, "Till death do us part," that's what she's doing. She loves her husband. She believes in the institution of marriage. She believes in the covenant. She is wholeheartedly in this. And another part of that is if she is relying on him for support, shelter, financials, all of these different things will play a part in her decision-making as to whether or not she will leave or she will stay. I know there was a song out years ago that said, "Should I stay or should I go?" That's what plays in her mind. If I stay, he could hurt me even more. He could hurt the children. He could do this. He could tear up the house. He could, you know, just do whatever he wants. But what happens if I go? Where do I go? Who do I turn to? How am I going to pay bills? How am I going to take care of the children? How can I do this if I leave? They're caught in bondage, not only in the physical abuse, but in their mind, because they don't know where to go. It is not very, very much advertised about places to go for help. A lot of women, I know I was one of them, I did not want to go into a shelter. Call it pride, call it what you may. I did not want to go into a shelter. I would have preferred to sleep on someone's floor. But you have so many women who are just caught in that cycle. They don't know where to go. They don't know who to call. There are many agencies that are available for help, to get them help. And we need to get it out there. We need to advertise. So I ask that each of my callers, welcome to those that have just joined us, if you're, whatever state that you are in, whatever county, whatever your locality may be. If you know of the domestic violence awareness centers or places that will offer help and assistance to these victims, if you are Facebook, post it on your Facebook page. If you have Twitter, post it on Twitter, just to get the information out there. We have people in our neighborhoods that are dealing with domestic violence and have not a clue. It could be someone you went out to lunch with this week. It could be someone sitting in the cubicle next to you. It could be that one sitting in the pew beside you on Sunday or Wednesday night. You just never know. No, you may not be able to give the solutions and the answers, but you can be there. Give them some information. When we look at why does she stay? Why does she stay? If she's been geared to hold the family together at all costs, she's going to stay. She loves her husband. She wants to keep the family together. She has a fear. She's just lost. And then you're looking at, how do I take my children away from their father? How do I separate the family? How do I break up the family? And then the guilt will set in, and the enemy will do things in your mind to say, well, you're the one that's causing the problem. Because at some point he may have said, if you do this, if you had not done that, I would not be doing this. Doing the blame game and blaming her for his actions. No, he needs help. He needs help. And if he grew up in a family where he saw his father being abusive, that's what he has learned. He has not learned conflict resolution. He does not understand to value his wife. He does not understand that this is inappropriate, and he has not sat down and let God transform his mind by renewing his mind. When we look at the different things that are going on in society, you know, people say, and I've heard this, you know, domestic violence isn't real because the scripture says that a woman's body is not her own, but it belongs to her husband. It belongs to her husband for him to love, honor, and cherish, not to beat and abuse. It is not for that. Marriage relationship is supposed to reflect God, Jesus' marriage to the church. And I don't see anywhere in the Bible where Jesus abused the church. Jesus loves us. He loves the church. And that covenant relationship should not be destroyed or interfered with because of ego, because of a chemical imbalance in the body, because of a learned behavior, because of issues of dominance and control that may be in the mind of the man. Is he sick? Yes. He is very sick, and he needs help. But the whole family needs to heal. Healing has to take place in order for there to be productivity, in order for there to be peace, in order for there to be wholeness. And for those that have dealt with it, they only feel like getting out is part of the solution. I encourage you to seek counsel, seek godly counsel from someone who can be there and help you get through this. Know that God has not forgotten you. Know that he loves you. But God, he gave us all free will. And we must make the decision for ourselves whether we stay or whether we go. Again, welcome to my callers. If there's anyone who would like to join in the conversation, offer a comment, offer a suggestion to our listeners, please press 1 and I will bring you live. we have to understand that so many people, if they have experienced domestic violence as a child, if they have experienced any of this, that's, again, a learned behavior, and they have not been corrected. Their learning has been tainted. All right, we have a couple of callers. I'm going to bring you live. 301-7221. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good, good. What are your comments on suffering in silence, and what do you have to say to our listeners this morning about silence?
Well, I applaud you for continuing the dialogue on suffering in silence, because it is very prevalent. When you were sharing about the whys as to why people stay,
Apostle Valerie, good morning, sweetheart. I'm sorry.
It's okay. What are you saying?
You're a little muffled there. I was like, okay, who was that? I didn't recognize the number. I apologize.
It's okay. When you were first sharing about the whys as to why women in this instance stay, love is a part of it, I believe, but often people have entered into relationships that are not marriage, where there's also a great deal of abuse taking place, and you shared with them that often it's, you know, if someone is supporting you, then you're going to stay where you're supported. But statistics have shown that a lot of times there have been abuses on both sides, the male and the female, or the male and the male, or the female and the female, because domestic violence is not only a man abusing a woman or a woman abusing a man. Suffering in silence is something that they have in homosexual relationships as well. And a lot of it is driven by not having a sense of self, being told that life has no value, place where you're valued based on what the other people think. So it is a vicious cycle that happens. Much of it sometimes also comes about because of mental illness and individuals who are in states of depression and things of that nature, that just don't know what normal looks like. They've seen this happen generation behind generation. They've seen mom accept it, dad accept it. It became a way of life, and so they just maintain what they know. So it's a lot.
Amen.
It's a lot that needs to be revealed, and, you know, people have the information. I shared with my husband some time back about him making a statement about, I didn't know. If people want help, one thing that I know for certain, if you've got a cell phone, you've got an answer. But people will say, I didn't
Amen.
Know. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know who to call. Google is your friend. Siri is your friend. Alexa can be your friend. All you got to do is ask a question and solutions will pop up. All you got to do is, there is help available, but sometimes it's comfortable just coming up with an excuse why you can't or why you didn't. And
Amen.
For whatever reason, you're comfortable with it. When you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, that's when you change. And it's not until you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. I've been in a relationship where there was violence. Did I get sick and tired? Yes, I did. What did I do? I changed it.
Amen.
I changed it. And so for anybody who is listening, if you're at that place where you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you have to know that help is available. You have to know that there are people and places that are available. Yes, you're going to have to make an effort. Yes, you're going to have to make some tough decisions. Yes, what you do may not be accepted by others. Maybe your family is going to look upon you differently, but you're going to have to do what's best for your own life. And we put God in it, and God did that. Yeah, God loves each of us. God has a plan for each of our lives, and sometimes that pain that you go through is a part of what God uses, but it was not his intent and never is his intent that you're in a place where you're being abused. Not ever. And so you have to make a decision for yourself. Do I value myself enough to step out and trust God? Do I value myself and my family enough that I'm going to expose the lie? Do I value and trust God enough to live truth? Am I willing to allow my reality to be revealed, or will I live in shame because I don't want people to know? It's a decision that each individual has to make. Yeah, maybe love has something to do with it, but it goes far deeper than just love because we stood at the altar and we made a vow. A lot of times people stand at the altar and they don't even know who they married. So, you know, they made a vow to God. They want to honor God, but they don't even know who they stand beside. So it goes a whole lot deeper than that, and people have to be willing to take some accountability in these things. You'd be like, well, I have no choice. Well, we all have choices. You have to be willing to make the choice. Amen.
Amen. That is awesome. That is awesome. Now, you were saying you've experienced it, and, you know, we both have, and you're right. We have to make those choices. We have to make some hard decisions. Do I love myself enough to leave? We have to look at that and, again, be accountable for it, take responsibility for it. I thank you so much this morning, Apostle Valerie Burrell. She's out of West Virginia, you guys. And this awesome woman of God, if you need to reach out to any of us, we can be found on Facebook. Is there anything else you'd like to share this morning, Apostle?
You made reference to counsel. Please, if you're going to seek counsel, seek the right counsel. Everybody who says they can counsel you is not called to every facet of counseling. So make sure that you find someone, you connect yourself with people who are educated in what you're dealing with. Just make sure that you go to the right counselor, because I've heard people say that they've gone to people for counsel for domestic violence, and when you're in it, and you, sometimes you tell them what you feel like you need to do, which has nothing to do with what they're doing. So you have to be very careful to seek the right help.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you.
We have another caller. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Your comments or conversation?
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Prophetess. How are you this morning?
I am fabulous this morning. And I just wanted to kind of piggyback off of what Apostle Val was saying. In roles of leadership, in church, yeah, you do have to be very careful, because I think we all know that pastors can't counsel people. And then if you've actually experienced the abuse yourself, you can be empathetic to that person, but everyone's experience is different. And as you look to try to assist someone, it's not important for you to understand why they stayed. You just need to embrace the fact that they are now willing to make the change. And I think that, you know, when you're looking to help someone, it's very important. And for those that are on the call, or for those that may call in, I just put in abuse hotline and 1-800-799-SAFE. It's available 24 hours. And understand that when you call, it doesn't mean that you're ready to leave all the time. sometimes you can just call because you need to have someone to, that may be able to provide you with options that you have in your locality. But sometimes people just need to talk things through before they can actually make a move. And statistics show that with abuse, women often go back as many as 7 times. So it's not important for us to understand why they stay, but just to relish in the moment when they are ready for change.
Amen, amen. And I appreciate that. And you are so very right about that. And a lot of pastors may not have even experienced it. And the question has come up in the past, what is the church's responsibility to domestic violence? And so many of them don't have a clue about it. So as you and Apostle Valerie were saying, we must seek the right help, because even though they can be empathetic about it, if they're not understanding the cycle, they're not understanding anything about it, they may not be the right ones to give you help. And yes, we know women that have gone back time and time again, and it is a cycle that has to be broken. Education and valuing yourself are two of the main things that we need to get across to people. If you could repeat that number again, I want to make sure that I have it, as well as our listeners that may hear it, come on and
Absolutely.
Listen to the replay. What was that number
sure.
again, please?
It's 1-800-799-SAFE, which is 7233, and it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Prophet Nina. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
No, and just, you know, as we talk about families, and I think Apostle Valerie hit this too, that who taught you that? As we learn to define families, we know that families are not always blood relatives. And what you're
Amen.
Exposed to does not always mean that's all there is for you to know. So I would encourage anyone that is suffering, has suffered, to reach out and get the counseling that you need, get the support that you need, and learn to look in the mirror and love and appreciate yourself and recognize that as Holy Spirit resides in you, that there is value, there is purpose in your life. And if you are a mother, you are instilling these values in your children. So you have to get to the point where it's not about taking the children away from daddy. It's just keeping the children safe and keeping yourself safe.
Amen. Amen. Yes, indeed. We must work on self-preservation. Thank you so much, Prophet. I really appreciate you this morning. Okay, we have another caller. Good morning. Good morning. 205 area code.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Pop Tally. How are you this morning?
Okay. I feel sorry for the domestic violence people, but and there is a help. Now, you have met your sister, Kiki. Her mother and I, after all these years, have never even had an argument.
Amen.
You there? And
yes,
but
sir,
okay, and but Penny was hurt. You'll meet her. Penny was hurt though, that of course wouldn't let her raise Dwayne and Butch. Those are her kids. That's Mama Penny. So I'd like to hook you. Are we on Facebook together?
We are, and hit me up in direct messenger, Pop, and we can discuss this. Our time is winding up, and then we can talk just amongst ourselves, okay?
Okay, and I'd like to send you a picture of Penny and Butch and Dwayne.
Okay. Well, we'll talk on direct messenger. My time is running out, and I'm about to end the broadcast, but hit me up on direct messenger, and we can go
okay.
from there, okay?
Okay.
Right, thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Again, we're wrapping up this morning. Thank you for all of the callers that have come in. Our time is winding up, and I thank you again. I pray that each of you have an awesomely blessed day. I thank God for each of you that called in, and I pray that you share the information that you have learned with your neighbors, your friends, and keep us in prayer as we go forth with continuing to unmask the pain. I can be found on Facebook, Gloria Hawkins on Facebook. My website is tellthemministries.com. Just reach out if you need some assistance and some direction. And I may not know, but I guarantee you we're going to find the help that you need. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And thank you for joining Tell Them Ministries on the radio. Have a great day, everyone.